you can host the best backyard barbecue. When you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
It's now time for News Headlines with Molly
on a Big Party Show. Channel
94.1. A lot of people are waking up to assess the damage on their homes and cars and property after several weather systems moved in late Thursday evening. Hail struck the metro area. Bennington all the way down to Benson, quartered almost baseball size hail. Fell in some spots, almost inevitable for like a lot of the neighborhoods. The damage is just going to be.
It was going
golf ball, baseball. Yeah,
it was going sideways because it was coming out of the north, so it was north headed north south.
Yeah,
and I think that's what did so much damage is that it was not coming from the sky. It was like somebody throwing a baseball at the side of your window.
They're pitching it. Yeah, I was just talking to another guy in the building. He said that he was sleeping and it sounded as if someone had lined up put his house right in line with a baseball, one of those machines that just fired. It was,
he
said it was
the
crazy.
Batting machines.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. Well, I mean, a lot of people are going to be, I mean, that's the thing. It came and, you know, you might not have been able to get a good view at night, but this morning you'll be able to see. The storm knocked out power to some places overnight. OPPD crews were working to get it all restored. But the damage will be, a lot of people will be spending the day cleaning up and calling their insurance company. As we said earlier, I hope those insurance adjusters got a good night's sleep.
I doubt they did. I bet you people were already calling them last night.
Yeah,
probably. Blankets already being put down this morning at Memorial Park, more than 12 hours before thousands of concert goers will attend the yearly Bank of the West Celebrates America concert. Organizers expect about 60,000 people to fill the hill at Memorial Park for tonight's show. The crowd, fencing, and stage are all in place. It's the 27th straight year for the free concert. This year, Kool and the Gang is the headline act. Music starts at 6. Fireworks start at 10. But, you know, if you want to learn more, you can go to celebratesamerica.com and find out about, like, the parking restrictions, because there are a lot of traffic and parking restrictions.
That's going to be tonight. If that storm would have hit tonight.
Oh, my gosh. That
with all
would
those
be...
people in the park.
I mean, yeah.
Jeez.
Because it came out of nowhere. I mean,
I left Paragon in Dundee, and by the time we passed Memorial, and we were telling the Uber driver, like, you're probably going to be driving all around here tomorrow, it hit right at Memorial. It just came out of nowhere. I mean, if you would have been outside, I don't know where you would have.
Where would you
wouldn't
hide?
Have much time to take shelter. It was like you had to get your car underneath something.
Oh my gosh.
It was that bad. I mean, I'm going to have to survey the damage here when the light shines out, you know.
I got home and checked my car and didn't think I thought it was fine. And then I got in the car today and the windshield was broke.
Jeez.
Oh no. I mean, so you're going to be calling that, what is it, Intertech? Is that the one where they're, what's the one where they come out and. It's always the commercials where they're like, don't worry about it. We'll just come on out to where you're at and put that windshield on for you. Well, the fireworks tonight, that'll kind of be the kickoff to the big long holiday weekend. But people have been lighting off those fireworks for the last week. It started Sunday, but Omaha's mayor, Gene Stothert, is pushing for shorter times to sell and set off fireworks around the 4th of July moving forward. I guess the mayor sent a letter to the city council this week urging them to shorten the fireworks period from 10 days to 5 days around the 4th of July.
I guess,
and also asking for the time change. Instead of being able to start lighting them off at 8 a.m., it would start at noon.
Do you think anyone would honor it, though? I mean, the kids that are upsetting everybody, aren't they going to blow it up?
Yeah, I feel like,
anyway, it was going off before it was legal, too.
Yeah.
I don't know if those were last year's fireworks or people who went down to Independence. I mean, you can buy them all over Omaha now, but so the real firework guys down in Independence, Missouri, Rockport, they have their big billboards around Midtown, and they say...
They did? Oh, wow.
The slogan says, we got, quote, the good stuff. And that's all it says. Great deals on the good stuff.
Well, Shoot, I've never been into one of those
places. I was like, ooh, the good stuff.
What's the good stuff?
Like the bottle rockets?
Bottle rockets, yeah.
Yeah.
Do they sell M80s anymore? Is that a thing?
Oh, they sell everything. Yeah. If you go down to Rockport, Missouri, where it's
but I mean, here.
You can get anything.
Do they sell M80s in the city, though? That's got to be illegal. No. Okay, yeah. So this is the deal. The mayor says that the city of Omaha receives hundreds of firework complaints annually, you know, around the 4th of July, and that the police department has assigned four officers to exclusively focus on fireworks complaints this year.
I would love to talk to those guys.
I know. They're like, what?
I'm on fireworks patrol. You know, like grizzled vice cops.
Is that the sweet deal? Is that like the thing that
course,
you get?
Sir. Sorry about your fireworks complaint. We've got a team working day and night on that one. Yeah. We put all the murders on hold, sir. We're going to get to the bottom of who's shooting off those fireworks.
Like, is that like, it's 1 month to retirement and they're like, we're going to give you, you're just going to be surfing the desk for a while.
Always fireworks. In trouble with the police chief.
Rodriguez,
get in my office. Give me your badge.
I'm putting you on firework duty.
Mm-hmm.
The sale and use of fireworks has been legal in Omaha since 2010. So this would be the first time that anything got changed.
They can shorten it, right? We can shorten it a little bit. Five days to ten. Why 10 days?
That's how they initially, this is the thing. But yeah. I'm just saying, like, when they initially put it on the books in 2010, this is how they did it. And Stothert was, you know, they voted unanimously. It was the city council, and that was when Stothert was on the city council. You know, she was on board then.
I think then
you just start living with it, and then you're like, maybe we should roll it back.
There's people like Pam Weiss is for it because of all the pets.
Oh, dogs, yeah. Yep.
And the story in the paper is a gentleman who's involved with disabled American veterans.
So, boy.
He's saying, look, you guys don't realize so many people have PTSD.
Yeah.
So his line is, he said, I don't want to be a killjoy or the grumpy old man on the block, but it is a thing.
Yeah.
But he admits, he's like, I don't even know if passing the law really would have any effect.
Yeah. I mean, and that's
the big thing. All the adults in town are being big griefers, and it's
July 1. We're over it.
It's June 30th.
It's the only thing to bitch about. Everyone's just bitching about it. It's weird.
I mean, come on, man. It's America.
And they always start with this, Jeff. They always start with what that guy just said. I don't want to be an old griefer. I hear it. I don't want to be an old man, old lady, but hey, them fireworks are going way too late.
Thought of you, Party, because, you know, one of the things, Omaha World Herald did a big deal about it. One of the things that the mayor's talking about, she's like, I've got this dog that, like, hides in my closet. Like,
yeah,
it's like,
sucks.
You think
they're going to have a heart attack. I mean, you really do. I mean, they start dropping hair. It sucks. I went to the vet yesterday and took care of it and got her some meds.
You did? But they must be seeing a lot of that this time of year, though.
Yes. It, you know.
It's like a gummy for dogs.
For the most part.
It's an edible.
I wish it was.
Can you take it?
I think that's the reason why I had to bring her in. Just chill out yourself. Yeah. It's like Xanax or something of that nature.
Oh, I bet.
Yeah. It's just...
Something to calm them down a little
bit. Yeah, just calm them down.
Take the edge off, you know, for that canine that's a little high strung.
Yeah.
Just as long as she doesn't start, you know, becoming Valley of the Dolls. I mean, what does a dog do in that case? But I guess, yeah. So the fireworks could be a conversation, could be shorter next year. Omaha's own Terrence Bud Crawford just announced his next fight. He's going to defend his title against Julius Ndongo at Pinnacle Bank Arena in Lincoln.
That was the one deal. I was like, I mean, he's fought at the Quest Center, CenturyLink a bunch.
So, but it's coming up, August 19th. The winner would walk away the undisputed champion at 140 pounds. The fight will be broadcast on ESPN.
Well, that's what's huge. So most of his fights have always been on HBO. This will be ESPN. So think how many people get to see it for free. I mean, if you're in a sports bar, you have basic cable.
Yeah.
No
free,
kidding.
Free.
One lucky visitor to the Henry Dorley Zoo and Aquarium is going to be in for a treat today. Zoo officials say that this year's 1 millionth visitor will enter the park today at some point.
Is it? Is this early? When was it last year? Do you remember? Or
I don't. I'll have to look. But this seems early. Yes. The person is in line to receive a free zoo membership, a zoo-themed gift basket, and a zoo gift card and more. And most likely, it's probably going to be a family on account of the fact that the Henry Dorley Zoo rolled out their latest interactive attraction yesterday. They have this Children Adventure Trails. Looks really cool. So I guess it's just north of the Desert Dome. It's a kind of like fairy tale zoo playground. So there's a treehouse, a wrecked pirate ship nearby. There's like tubes. You can crawl through stuff. There's trails. There's an amphitheater as well as an educational building. But it was this big project that they just cut the ribbon on yesterday at the Henry Dorley Zoo and Aquarium. $27.5 million all ready for the kiddos.
It turns the zoo into like a skate land play days.
Oh, it looks cool.
Wow, this thing is, they've gotten more earlier and earlier. In 2012, it was July 11th.
Okay.
Last year is 4th of July weekend.
Yeah.
Is when.
So,
they,
I mean, today is the 30th. I mean, that's June 30th. I mean, that's pretty cool that you've hit a million and it's just June, you know? I mean, we still have a whole lot of summer left.
How many of them were baseball fans? I mean, they had that giant baseball tournament.
Yeah.
I'm not even talking about the College World Series.
Yeah, no, I mean the college one. I mean was that the high school? No, the Big Ten one. Isn't that the one that we had? What other one do we have?
We had the Big East championship out here, but the it's like what's it called? Slump Busters or something?
Yeah,
there's a Little League tournament.
Oh, that's
it. Like 500 teams.
Oh, that's right. But I also wonder, like you know, we had.
And I'm saying those guys are definitely going to go to the zoo on a day off.
Yes.
Between games, you're in town. Your parents with your kid playing baseball, you're going to go, well, of course, we're going to hit the zoo.
Yeah, no kidding. Well, people, if your dream is to live a long, long life, researchers have got your back. I guess originally they had always set the maximum lifespan at about 115 years, but researchers are pushing back against that, saying that the human lifespan doesn't max out at 115. They're saying try 150. That's the new bar that everybody's been setting. I can't even imagine.
So the body can last to 150 if you don't get cancer if you don't get run over by a bus or get some debilitating disease. This package is supposed to be good for 150 years.
Jeez. Yes. You take good care of it, you know.
Who takes get that good a care of it?
Lotions, vitamins. I don't even know what you do. I mean, I think it's just crazy. 150 years. I mean, today I just saw something that like Canada turns 150 today. I'm like, so you're as old as a country? Like, it just seems so bizarro. But I guess it's called super centenarians, I guess. People who live over 110 years old. Super centenarians. It just sounds like such a weird centaur or whatever. But it's U.S., the U.K., France, and Japan. Those are like the big, that's the longest living people tend to be from those countries.
Doesn't seem sustainable. I mean, you work till 60.
Yeah.
Yes.
That's why they keep raising the retirement age.
You're eating bird seed.
Yeah, and baby
food. Think about
it.
If you retired at 60... You live to 150. I mean, that's 90 years. You're just like, what, hanging out?
There's no way. I mean, yeah.
I'd lose my mind.
Well, I hope
you picked the right mate.
Yeah. It's like a vampire, man, 150 years old.
I know. Oh. I remember in my century. I mean, seriously, it would be like, it wouldn't even just be like, I remember the 20th century. I mean, this would be us yawning out into...
So what is the basis of this story? People can live to be 150?
Well, originally the age limit that they kind of set was 115, and they're like, we're blowing way past that. Projections are way... I mean, like, that was the whole deal. That a new study says that older research that capped the age limit at about 115 years old is totally outdated. That now they found evidence that the lifespan can go way past that. The journal is publishing 5 separate rebuttals from researchers who say you can't crunch small numbers to make a conclusion that 115 is wrong. So there's infighting amongst
nerds,
the science community.
The majority of everyone listening will be dead before 100, but good luck with that.
Right.
I mean, the oldest person that anyone's ever lived to be.
I can guess in like 118, maybe.
Like 20.
Yeah, and they don't look very good. You know, so I don't know, 150, no thanks.
Yeah, the quality of life at that point. But, I mean, you do have to admit, I mean, people are living longer. I mean, we are finding more and improved ways in
which
to stay.
This is what I would rather see down at Pinnacle Bank Arena. Let's have Terrence Bud Crawford fight 10 100-year-olds at the same time.
Let's up that 20, okay. 10 to just be bones.
It's like a Gallagher concert. People were wearing plastic. Heads are landing in laps.
Oh.
It's just pong, 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 pong.
That's always how Grandpa wanted to go. In the ring.
Terrence Bud Crawford.
That'd just be a bag like of bones.
Five of
there.
The 10 people don't even know where they are. They're just like, is it dinner time yet? Who's that
is
nice,
this the day
who's
room?
That nice boy over there?
Storm. The only bad thing about having satellite, I have satellite at home, is that a storm comes through, nothing shuts it down. Then I can't watch it. What's happening. I'm like, oh God.
Oh my God, we're going to have to talk to each other.
Yeah.
You turn to your family members and say, so who are you anyway? What's your deal? So you're my brother, huh? What's your story? Oh, the power's back on.
Oh, thank God. Oh, woo.
I guess you're right. That is the downfall. You got to talk to somebody and get to know
suddenly,
them a little bit.
Suddenly, real life human interaction has to happen and things get real.
That hail was crazy last night. People, it hailed. I'm sure everyone knows it hailed. But baseball, golf ball size hail just kind of just destroyed everything in Omaha for the most part in certain areas. I'm okay. I looked at my car. It was outside. It was just a monsoon. I did watch the hail come down. It was loud, but it wasn't anything of that nature. That's damaging, I don't think. So, yeah. I mean, cars with their windows blown out.
It's one
that's
of those
amazing.
Car that, I mean, 9 times out of 10, I park on the east, the west side of my building. And yesterday I parked on the east side. And the windshield got broke.
Yeah.
From hail.
Wow.
So, it sucks. I mean, I was driving it when it hit, and I'm not lying. Hail hit the rear passenger window on my right side, and it was like somebody swinging a bat into the...
Oh.
I mean, everybody went, oh, my crack? God, in the drive. We were like, we have to pull over.
Yeah, yeah.
And it didn't crack. We couldn't believe it. Like, we got out. Boom! Hit my window like somebody swinging a bat into it, and then one hit the windshield. And it was like, oh, my God.
That's scary.
The Uber driver was freaking out.
I was going to say, how did the Uber driver handle that? Was he a young guy or is he...
He was a young guy.
Oh, so he probably... We don't see a lot of hail here lately in the last few years. Not like that anymore.
Well, not like that. No. I mean, that's the thing that is...
But I still gave him...
That's national story.
5 stars.
Did you?
Five stars.
Hey, how many stars do you have, by the way? You're not an Uber driver, but can't they rate you?
I'm a 478.
You're a 478? Okay. I don't even know what the hell I am.
A 478. I love the fact that you know that you're a 478.
Well, you just asked me. You got to pull it up.
Oh, okay. I'm just saying, I thought you knew that off the top of your head, but no. Okay. Got it. All right.
I mean, Madeline Albright made the news because somebody took a picture of her taking an Uber and she tweeted out 5-star rating for herself.
That's funny.
I mean, it will. The future Madeline will be Albright. Black Mirror.
Yes,
everything will be 5 stars. I mean, they do. Uber drivers will look at you and be like, "I am giving you 5 stars, my man, bro. I'm giving you 5.
Too. Yeah, I got my 5, but I don't Uber as much as anyone else does. I just had that one friend that had who got banned from Uber.
Who?
I can't say his name. I don't want him.
Did he puke
him.
Or something? You got?
No.
Yeah. How do you get banned?
He would sit there and buy Ubers for everyone. If they had a drunk friend, he'd be like, hey, I'm just going to get you an Uber, and he'd pay for it. Well, you know, that person going home, you're not watching him. You don't know what's happening. The guy could be just tormenting somebody.
Yeah, they want the person in the Uber to be slave to a credit card.
Yes.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. And so he just, you know, everybody, you know, anybody who, I guess, they just had bad experiences with his friends that were wasted that he got home in an Uber until Uber one day called him.
Like, hey, said, you have a horrible reputation. Like, well,
they said, Robin Hood, we got a video of, Robin Hood. We got a video of you saying these things and doing these things with their last customer. You can't do that. And we're going to ban you for like 30 days or 40 days or something like that. And he's like, that wasn't me.
That sounds sketchy.
I was like, really?
It seems like a lot of effort to share that story with people. I mean, that could happen to you and you just live your life quietly with that moment. Yes. Having to tell other people.
That seems like a cover.
He wasn't familiar with Lyft. So I sent him a link to Lyft. And I thought,
so he could burn the sky on that place now, too. So Lyft is like, thanks a lot. Omaha's number one hit music station.
Morning
show. So Jay-Z's new album 444 is here. It's his 13th studio album, and it dropped on Tidal. You know, that's his streaming service.
Deal. Yeah.
Last night, and some people are saying, you know, it's got 10 tracks, but a lot of them, it seems almost like a a follow-up to Beyonce's Lemonade.
It's like the answer tracks. It's him mm-hmm. firing back. He says it's called 444, and the song is 444 because he woke up at 444 in the morning and wrote the song at 444.
Deep, yes. man.
Deep, man. Prolific. Deep
stuff.
That's but, Kanye stuff there.
It's
well, one of the songs is called Kill Jay-Z. I thought that was funny.
Ew. Yeah, and he said that that's not actually about, it's about killing the ego, you know?
So here are tracks. 444, Bam, Caught the Eye, Family Feud, Kill Jay-Z, Legacy, Marcy Me, Moonlight, Smile. I like this one, The Story of OJ.
Ooh. That got my attention.
Is it orange juice?
Is it orange? Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Orange Julius? Is that what it is?
Mm, yeah. Another good one. Yeah, this is, it has Frank Ocean doing some stuff on it. Also, I guess his mom, Gloria Carter, appears on the song Smile. But one of the tracks, it's interesting. It's him talking about the 15-year romance and growing family. With and talking about, you know, how I apologize, often womanize, took my child to be born, see through a woman's eyes.
Which track is that?
I'm trying to figure out if that's 444 or what one that one is. But I mean, it's the elevator fight seems to be a reference in Kill Jay-Z.
Yeah, that's what I you would figure that would come up, right?
Yeah, he said you egged Solange on, knowing all along all you had to do was say you were wrong. So it's kind of personal stuff, but you know, still no.
Oh,
word
what was
the
that
twins.
Lyric again? One more time.
You egged Solange on, knowing all along all you had to say you was wrong. You
know, so that's the Beyonce. He's saying she egged. On
I think
her
that's
sister.
What he was saying for him. I think he was talking about him egging her on. I
don't
know.
Deep ass stuff, girl.
Lots of good stuff. But keeping in the deep waters of big music, Kendall and Kylie Jenner have found themselves in a bit of hot water. They just released a line of $125 T-shirts.
Wow.
$125 T-shirt. Can you imagine?
No, I can't even imagine selling a $5 T-shirt.
Right. So here they are, $125, and they are the... They are the stupidest looking T-shirts I think I've ever seen. It's the faces of like different Kardashians superimposed over vintage, iconic music T-shirts. So Notorious B.I.G., The Doors, Metallica, all of this stuff. So they're like very famous logos, very famous images. And then they put like, hey, girl, on top of it.
So then people are making parodies on Twitter. So they have like an iconic Nirvana T-shirt with One Direction on it. I mean, it's sort of like
it's so bad
pouring coffee in your cereal. I mean, you really got to be a Kendall.
You got to be a fan.
Jenner, Kim Kardashian fan that you look at the whole world and go, this is great, but it'd be better with a Jenner or with a Kim Kardashian.
Well, they did one with Ozzy Osbourne on it, and Sharon Osbourne tweeted a picture of the shirt. It featured, you know, Ozzy Osbourne with them like, hey, girl, on top of it. And she said, girls, you haven't earned the right to put your face with musical icons.
No, ever.
On and top Notorious of Biggie, Tupac, yeah. Pink Floyd, and Ozzy.
So Biggie's mom has threatened to sue. She's like, this is I mean, some are like, you know, I mean, Metallica, Pink Floyd, Tupac, Led Zeppelin, Ozzy, The Doors. What were these girls thinking?
Well, where do you
I don't
get
think
one?
They're really in trouble. It's just people are like laughing at them.
No. I mean, what were they thinking? Like, it's such a misstep. Like, no, not trouble. I'm like, what were you thinking? Like, really? You are that? Like, you live so much in your bubble that you think that you're on the same level?
Absolutely. It's probably like, not on the same level. Wow. You know, they're just...
This reminds me of like when you go to Mexico, the tourist areas of like Cancun and Cozumel, and the street artists try and Americanize everything.
Yeah.
So a guy will paint a seascape of the beautiful surf coming in, and then they add in Spider-Man.
Yeah.
For real.
Swinging through
the scape because they think you're an American and you need...
That's what you want.
You're going to want
SpongeBob SquarePants or Spider-Man. I mean, that's laying what the effect beach. Is, that someone is saying, why would I buy a Pink Floyd shirt unless it's got somebody I like, which is... Mm-hmm. Is Kendall or Kylie?
So I guess Kendall and Kylie have apologized and they've pulled the shirts from their website and they issued a statement. They said these designs were not well thought out and we deeply apologize to anyone that has been upset and or offended, especially to the families of the artists. So it seems as though they're reacting correctly. though, it's just kind of funny how they ever got past it. Like, how does that get past the spitball phase? You know what I mean? Like, we've talked about bad ideas on the show where it's like, don't you have friends that are like, I mean, I guess you're just so big that nobody tells you no anymore.
Yeah. Well, yeah. If they're not laughing at you, you're not thinking big enough.
That's right. During this whole thing, I decided I want to make a shirt that says "Got Net" as a bald guy with a hair net on.
You will sell ones of those. I'll buy one. There you go.
Jeff, you want one? I'll just give one. It to you guys.
How about one that just says "Bad Idea Shop" and it's an arrow pointed up at your head?
I like that one.
Idiot Store.
Ooh, oh, come
wow.
on.
Harpy meaner.
Ouch.
Arrow. Be a little meaner.
What, yeah. Do they make one that says I'm with stupid that points up?
Ooh. Yeah, probably.
Do they?
I'm sure
know.
They do. Everybody's got a sense of humor. Come on now.
How about one that says I'm with stupid, but then Kylie Jenner's on top of the image, like cross.
I think it'd be great if they made a guy t-shirt that says I'm with stupid and it points down to your pants.
Only on the weekends.
I'm a stupid. I wish.
He's doing the thinking. He's doing the thinking tonight.
He's doing the thinking. Wouldn't that be awesome?
He's doing the thinking, and in the back, it's an arrow in the back pointing down. It goes, and he's doing the stinking.
Party. I want that. I want that. I want
that. Party would wear that.
I would not. All right.
I would get that for my husband as a joke. I think it'd be really funny.
What's the stupidest shirt you guys have? Do you have one that's just stupid?
I have a Who Farted t-shirt.
Do you really? Okay.
Yeah. A friend gave it to me as a joke and I love it. It's Who Farted and it's got all the scorch marks on it.
I have one that says Welcome to the Gun Show. Can you believe that? Welcome to the Gun Show. It doesn't fit me anymore. It's a large and I hold on to it with hopes that I could wear it someday.
I love the fact that you don't even fit in the large. Oh.
You love the fact that I don't fit in a large? What does that mean? What's that?
No, I mean it's just.
Are you XL or double XL?
I'm XL. Damn it, I'm not double XL. I'm XL.
Okay. Okay, jeez. You're XL.
Okay, we get it.
I am not double, I am not triple, and I am not quadruple.
Are you the girl trying to fit into the skinny jeans? You're like, I am a size 8. I will always be a size 8. I've always been a size 8. They're like, you might be a size 10 now.
XL. Okay. And I do have a lot of larges because I can fit in some larges if it's that really soft material.
Well, what shirt did you wear? He wore every day of the week.
Yeah.
Last week.
Omaha. I do it all the time. It's we don't coast. We party big. I've got like 6 of them, so I'll wear them every single day, a different one. Just wondering if someone's eventually going to say, do you wear the same clothes every day? But no one has yet to say
it. How did you get 6 of those?
I don't know. I have no idea.
Because they gave them to us for giveaways.
Yeah. And I ended up
so it was the We Don't
away,
Coast people, and then they were adding in local deals.
Dead extras. So, yeah. Why? You want one of those?
Well, I only had the one. Oh, I'm just saying. I didn't realize there was such a cache of these sitting around.
Well, I got an X-large for you if you want to wear that. I mean...
Any celebrities die?
Bachelor in Paradise. So this is the latest that Corinne Olympios, she's been invited to go back to the Bachelor in Paradise and resume filming. She has declined, but this is what's interesting. She's not pressing charges.
Okay.
She won't be returning to the show, but she's not going to be moving forward with any sort of civil suit. So she must have seen something or something. That is your celebrity news update on Omaha's number one hit music station, Channel 94.1.
All right.
Broadcasting from the Eat Fit Go studio.
You're listening to the Big Party Show.
On Omaha's number one hit music station,
Channel 94.1.